This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. The account of the deep friendship between Jonathan and David in 1 Samuel through 2 Samuel 1 is rare. These were two warriors, men of courage, who dared to face single-handedly overwhelming odds and win. They were bright, perceiving clearly what was going on around them, and giving vivid expression to what they felt. They were totally honest with each other, even expressing doubts at times as to whether they could trust each other. 1 Samuel 20 describes a critical point in their relationship where all was put on the line. They reassured each other and renewed their covenantal commitment to each other. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "May the Lord call David's enemies to account." And Jonathan had David reaffirm his oath out of love for him, because he loved him as he loved himself. 1 Samuel 20, 16 through 17. After their agreed-upon plan was implemented, it says in verses 41 through 42, "After the boy had left, David got up from the south side of the stone and bowed down before Jonathan three times, with his face to the ground. Then they kissed each other and wept together, but David wept the most. Jonathan said to David, 'Go in peace, for we have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord, saying, The Lord is witness between you and me, and between your descendants and my descendants forever.' Then David left, and Jonathan went back to the town. Only one more time, according to the Bible record, did the two of them see each other before Jonathan was killed in battle. But they remained friends to the end."